few of those media houses who have been targeted. And if you look at the data, but not just on the IP addresses we are examining, when you look at a timeline analysis, you know, on one hand, you know, I consider ECOWAS anti-Gallup statement. And you know, that is where a lot of actions, both media and governmental actions, are taking place. Within the same month, you also have more than five media houses being targeted. Here, it gives such a, you know, if you're doing expert analysis, you cannot totally disconnect, you know, the rate of the attack and somebody. We need to be very cautious here in terms of, it's not just straightforward identifying, you know, which country or who would attack out this virus. But we've gotten some information, IP addresses have been originated from China. And if you also do expert analysis in terms of, I mean, who, say, coalition, who is it targeting? Ghanaians and foreigners, like the Chinese constitute probably dominant. Well, apart from the fact that they are targeted, do they have the capability, let's say, to launch attack on our media houses? And the answer would be yes. Once again, I've made it very clear, it is not conclusive, but then you build a pattern that gives us some pointers as to where these attacks may be coming from. But we also have to look beyond, and that is my fear, beyond the media houses.
Mr. Nchibuisiaku pointed out that it is not a good practice for multiple websites to be hosted on a single server. He suggested the rigorous monitoring of websites by companies to avoid cyber attacks.
You know, you can't totally prevent the attack. They could come in. But then, what kind of measures do you have to put in place? Look, we have a website. Let's have a narrow website so that the one that we have hosted to the public is compromised and we are unable to stand on our feet. Then we can actually do that. So we can always provide answers. And, I mean, monitoring your website should be part of your activity, whether it's within your IT audit or within your internal audit unit. It shouldn't be something that should just be left out.